In the wake of the Florida school shootings last week, Democrats in the Maine legislature are hoping to introduce a number of last-minute gun control bills, including a ban on bump stocks, which are used to boost the performance of semi-automatic rifles. As Mal Leary reports, one Republican leader says it's too late in the session to take up such major legislation.
Leaders from both parties meet next Tuesday to decide which, if any, after-deadline bills they will allow for consideration this session. In addition to the bump stock ban, House Speaker Sarah Gideon and some fellow Democrats are also drafting a proposed ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, an improved background check process, and a proposal to raise the age to buy a firearm to 21.
I have thought about and worked on almost nothing but this since last Wednesday, and it is my absolute top priority above anything and everything else that we do here.
Gideon says she's also working on a draft of so-called red flag bills, which are under consideration in Florida and other states. One approach would allow a parent or other family member to go to court to block the ability of a person to buy a gun if that person is exhibiting troublesome behavior. A different version would allow law enforcement to seek such an order.
So there's different ways that that can be put together, but that is one of the things that we will be introducing. We're working on right now putting the legislation together.
Gideon's announcement to the House Democratic Caucus Thursday that she was working on gun violence measures for this session drew a standing ovation. There is also support among Democrats on the Senate side, but Assistant Senate Minority Leader Nate Libby acknowledges that it won't be easy to move some of the proposals forward.
To convince Republicans and some Democrats about taking some action on this issue, we have to make the case that changes that we're proposing do not impact their constituents' ability to possess firearms legally and responsibly.
Senate Republican leaders put out a statement saying they're undecided on the bump stock ban bill and were not available to answer questions about other legislation that's being drafted. But House Minority Leader Ken Fredette from Newport, in Maine's 2nd Congressional District, says House Republicans do not want to consider any legislation this session that limits the ability to buy a gun.
House Republicans, which are largely in the 2nd CD, understand that we have a strong hunting tradition here in Maine, and I think they recognize that we also have a strong tradition of responsible gun ownership. So I don't see the House Republicans supporting any ban on further restrictions for gun ownership in Maine.
And Fredette says it's too late in a session that's already laden with major unresolved issues to add to the workload. But there is one proposal that could gain some traction within both parties. Speaker Gideon says that could take the form of a school safety study group comprised of Second Amendment supporters, gun control advocates, and school and law enforcement officials that would deliver its recommendations to the next legislature. GOP House Leader Ken Fredette says school safety is an important issue.
We have to recognize we live in 2018. We have people out there who may or may not be dangerous to our children, and we need to put that first. But I think that means that we need to go to do tightened security at our schools.
This is likely only the first attempt to get more gun measures before the legislature for action. Expect more to emerge before the session ends in April or May. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.